it is customary, sorry, that on the Sunday of the annual meeting, the rector gives the state of the parish address in place of a sermon. And our annual meeting is on Tuesday at 7 o'clock on Zoom, don't forget. But I thought anyway that today I would do it in, rather than at the annual meeting, so that our annual meeting isn't 3 hours long on Zoom, on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock on Zoom. So we're going to do the state of the parish this morning. I could start by saying how 2021 was a tough year, but we all know that. So I would rather start by saying how blessed we were in 2021. We had so many good things happen. And sometimes we forget God's abundant grace and blessings when we focus on what was not so good. We didn't miss a month of serving our community through Carol's Closet. Folks showed up every single month to organize our supplies and then to pack bags and hand them out, no matter what the COVID numbers were, no matter what the weather was. People showed up. We have an abundance of shawls and scarves and blankets and hats and mittens. And we gave them out to Hawkwing and to hospice patients and to hospitals and to folks who needed them. We provided breakfast, lunch, and snacks to our local school children through the backpack programs and gift cards to supplement the cards given out through the food pantry. We collected toys for the children on the Native American reservation in South Dakota and sent them out. We visited folks who couldn't get to church and brought them meals and brought them communion and spent time with them. The becoming a beloved community began. We delivered bread to the Hartford feeding program. And I'm sure I am forgetting things that happened. We had Bible study and book group. We had Sunday school and youth group activities. And we have two young people who have started confirmation classes and both will be confirmed in a couple of months. We did baptisms. We worshiped outside and we came back into our church. We went on a hike together. We sang carols around fire pits. We read storyboards, engaging in the Advent readings. We listened to parishioners read to us through the course of Advent. We did Jesse trees in our own homes, and then we shared them here at church. We reimagined what church might be as we pivoted depending on what the COVID numbers did, as they rose and then declined. We became flexible in ways we didn't think that we could, accepting different ways of worshiping, time changes for worship. Ooh, that's always really scary, right? Monitors instead of bulletins, YouTube, Facebook, Zoom. We adapted and persevered. We gave generously. We were truly, abundantly blessed. It was a tough, yet wonderful, amazing, inspiring year. And now we move into 2022, and it comes with its own challenges. Yes, COVID is still with us as we sit here doing morning prayer and not Eucharist, wearing masks, socially distant. Although, once again, the first week in February, we will be doing Eucharist. Yay, yay, yay. And we have a budget that presents a different future than what we are used to. But there is no reason to doubt that God will bless this community in the same gracious and abundant ways that God has blessed it in the past. COVID is still with us and numbers are high, and yet people are vaccinated and not getting very sick, are recovering quickly, and are living through it. Yeah. Amen. We might be doing morning prayer, but we are here in our church. We're not looking at each other on a screen. We might have a budget that is challenging and changing the way things have always been, but that does not mean that that change cannot bring about wonderful and amazing things, things that we can't even envision or imagine yet. Because with God, all things are possible. This same community that just came through 2020 and 2021, not only still standing, but growing. Yes, we have new faces in this congregation, right here in our pews this morning. With God's help, can thrive in 2022. Just before the part of the gospel reading we heard today, Jesus was baptized by John, and having heard the words of God saying, "You are my son, and with you I am well pleased," he then goes out into the wilderness, out into a dark and scary place and time, to figure out who he's going to be, how he is going to live into who he is, and what his mission and ministry is going to be about. And then, emboldened by the Holy Spirit, remember that fire we spoke of a couple weeks ago, that passion that burns in all of us? Jesus is full of that. And today we hear how he walks into his local synagogue, steps up to be the lay reader, opens up the scroll to the prophet Isaiah, and proclaims his mission to a room full of people who watched him grow up and knew him, and he knows are probably not going to welcome him with open arms in this new person that he now knows himself to be. And sure enough, no sooner had he sat down and began to teach him, and they were running him out of town. But he knew what he had to do. He knew what God had in store for him. He knew what God was asking him, and he was ready to face whatever came. Whatever came his way. Filled with the Spirit, listening to where God is leading you, and courageously following, you can do anything. And that means each and every one of you. There will be a place, there will be a role, there will be a ministry, a mission for all of you if you accept it. Paul reminds us in our reading from Corinthians today that the body of Christ is us. It is made up of parts, and no part is too small or unimportant to be a part of making it all work. You have all you need to thrive as a community of faith. A community of living, loving, giving, building the beloved community of God right here in Glastonbury, if you choose. Because as Saint Augustine tells us, God without us will not, and we without God cannot. God has shown us that God is with us, ready to lead you into all good things. You have to decide if you are with God. And if you are, this will be an amazing place in 2022 and beyond. Amen.
Amen.